And so he said, fine tune your spiritual ears to hear me. And I shared this with my Sunday school class and maybe some other people. The basketball game, Houston girls playing, I went one night and I prayed. Other people were praying too. But I know the Lord heard me. I know they won because I prayed along with the other people. Okay, so I go to the next game and they lost. Brother George said, you must not have been praying. I said, well, I really wasn't praying that much. And then the next game, I said, okay, Lord, I want them to win. I want them to win. I was praying, Lord, let them win. He said, okay. He said, okay, I got you. That's what he said. He said, I got you. He said, it's going to be a tight squeeze. He said, it's going to be a tight squeeze. So, you know, coming down, shortening, coming down to the end, coming down to the end. It was a tight squeeze, and then it was a long squeeze because they were way ahead, the other team. I said, Lord, you know, you're going to have to, they're going to have to do a lot of fouling or something to catch up here. This little bit of time left, and they lost. And I said, God, you said they're going to win. But when I got ready to leave, make it short, it was a tight squeeze for me to get out of that place. I mean, it was tight. Holy Ghost, I said, Holy Ghost, you got to help me. I cannot get out of here. He showed me how to maneuver that truck, how to back it up, turn it around, how to maneuver that truck, car sitting over there, right in the way, how to get over a little bit but not hit that other one. That was my tight squeeze. That was what he was telling me, but I decided he was talking about the game. Tell you this, Brother Hagin said, I think it was him, somebody said, a man, you know, was out, I think it was maybe witnessing, and he asked the guy, he said, you ready to go to heaven? He said, no, I'm not ready to go to heaven. And he said, you know, you want to get him saved? He said, oh, I'm saved. I thought you were just getting up a load right now. So he was hearing differently to what the man meant. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You got to hear what God says. Word in, word out. Thy word, which is you gave, and is profitable for me. Say profitable for me. Say it again, profitable for me. So I must hear it. If I'm going to be blessed, I must hear and do the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord said, and I'm just going to talk this. What'd you say, Lord? What'd you say? What'd you say? What'd you say? Okay. We most of us have heard the word fornication. This is where he told me to go. And I said, Lord, I did that before. It seemed like it didn't help. But he said, tell my young people, older young people, all people, the word fornication means sex with somebody you're not married to, and it also means idolatry. And idolatry is having another God besides the true and living God. And he said, my people are engaged in fornication or idolatry. I looked it up and I found 32 scriptures with the word fornication. About 7 or 8 of them had to do with idolatry. And he says, oh, shakate, my este. My people have become connected and bound to social media. So much so that they have made it a God. And he said, I'm tired of their fornication or idolatry with social media. We have to always put God first. Everything that happens shouldn't go on Facebook and Twitter and whatever else. Everything shouldn't go. You don't have to put it on there. Before you tap it, hold your nose. Close your mouth. And say, God, why are you doing this? And God, should I put this on there? What good is it going to do? Who is it going to benefit? Or who will it hurt? What light will it bring to your kingdom, oh God? And I'm not on there. I don't even know what's on there. But what light will this bring to you? Who will this cause to get saved? Now, if that's what you use me for, that's good. Who will this cause to get saved? Who will this cause that's thinking, oh, nobody loves me, I might as well take my life? Who will this help? If it won't help, don't put it on there. Put it in the sea of forgetfulness. Forgive the person who hurt you. The situation that didn't work out, take it to God. It's never going to go away once you put it on there. You can delete it all you want to. So he said to tell him, he said, share my heart. I was sitting there just meditating last night, wasn't planning to go this way. And he said, Cora, I've got to have my young people back. He said, they've got to stop. I'm talking about sex outside of marriage. He said, I've got to have them back. He said, I've got to have them pure before me. And that you know, if you've already gone that route, repentance makes you pure. He said, but they don't have to go through that. He said, I never planned for them to go through that. He said, tell them I want them back. I want your heart on me. He said, the media and the movies and all that stuff, you can just tap. I could just tap and pull a porn right here, right now. That tells you sex anytime, anybody, anywhere. It's just a game. He said, it's a lie. We read it, deceived and being deceived. And then it said, no fornicator, adulterer, covetous person, lascivious, he said, has no part in the kingdom of God. He says, time for us to preach the word, to let you know there are some things that once the blood of Jesus covers you, you work at it with the word. You keep putting the word in God. I'm feeling this now. I like that girl. She got the skin tight pants on and she wiggling and she's tempting me. Word in, word out. They used to tell you to go take a cold shower. I said, go take a dip in the blood. Amen. If you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you're looking at that girl, and I'm telling you, you're getting aroused, all that, and you know, your sexual things are getting aroused and all that. Oh, you know, close your mouth and say, Lord, help me. Because Therese preached, and he said, when they were talking about, you know, homosexuality being acceptable and all, and he said, I ain't going to hell for none of them. Nobody. I said, God, she's pretty. He's handsome. But I ain't going to hell with him nor for him. Amen. And he said that it is sad that there's fornication among you. And he said, this should not be named among Christians. Tell your neighbor, said, fornication. So I'm talking about sex outside of marriage. That is, with somebody you're not married to, should not be once named among Christians. So now, are you a Christian? If they say no, just stop right now. We'll get them saved. And say, from this moment on, now you just can't do it. This is what he told me to tell you, young people. It's out there. You have to not get into position. You know, this day and time, I've seen on TV where parents provide a room at the house for their daughter and her boyfriend to have sex and all that. One lady said, well, I want them to be in a safe place. They're going to do it anyway.